Okay, just a couple of things. Firstly, the shiurim are going to be sponsored, or are sponsored by Stephen Israel Perlich, Lila Nishmas, is her mother, Sarah Chana Bas Moshe Alexander, the Neshama Shevaliyah. Also, we're going to be learning every night from now until Motzei Shabbos Purim, with the exception of tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we're having a Tu B'Shvat Chagiga. I'm not sure what it's called exactly, Seder, at the Shachmans tomorrow night. But other than tomorrow night, we will be learning every single day. So the schedule will be on Shabbos afternoons at the Feder's house across the street, 45 minutes before Mincha, I think we said. That should be adequate time. If not, we have a few minutes of Karbanos, if need be, for some buffer. So the 45 minutes before whenever Mincha is, that's on Shabbos afternoon. And then other than that, Sunday night through Thursday night at 9 o'clock. And then Friday night, depending on the week, we'll have to figure out exactly the best time. So we'll discuss next week at Thursday night what time to schedule the Friday night. I don't know who's hosting first Friday night. Sklar's?
You are.
I am. I'm the
you
first.
Are, yeah.
I'm the first Friday night. Okay, fine. So that's next week, though. Okay, let's begin then. The beginning of Maseches Megillah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph.
The Chazan next Monday is starting
the year. Oh, right. Those who want also as well, the 6 a.m. Chabura. We're starting a new limud. We're starting Maseches Megillah Tuesday morning, February 21st. In 2 weeks, a week from this Tuesday, I guess, we're starting in the mornings. Those who want to learn Be'in slower pace, we're starting Maseches Megillah right from the beginning as well. Thank you, Ezra.
And the shiur from last year, if you miss a daf, the shiur from last year up online.
And these will also go up online. You can have either this year's or last year's, or take your pick. Okay. What? Sure, Morty, come on in, Morty.
Come on in, why you Torah?
Why you Torah, yeah. So we're getting Maseches Megillah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah begins as follows. Megillah Nikreis. The Megillah is read B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Aleph, B'yud Tezvav. Can be read on any of these 5 days. Now, the Mefarshim point out, why did it say Megillah Nikreis and not Koreness of Megillah? Koreness of Megillah is a more positive, direct way to say that the read the Megillah as opposed to saying why the Megillah is read. So there's a number of different answers that are given. There's a very important Ritva here that talks about Shomea Ka'ona, that Shomea Ka'ona does not work here by Megillah. Otherwise, it would say Koren, Megillah Koren. So he has a discussion based on this word Megillah Nikreis versus Koren es HaMegillah. So either way, there are five different days that one's able to potentially read the Megillah. So lo pachos v'lo yoser, no earlier, no later. You can't read any earlier than Yud Aleph, as we'll see in the Gemara, nor could you ever read any later than Yud Aleph either. One of the Mefarshim in the back point out that the word Purim appears 5 times in Megillas Esther. 2 of the times is male, with pei vav, resh yud mem, and 3 of the times is chaser, pei resh Yud Mem. The 5 times are connected. These 5 days you're allowed to read. So the ideal days are Yud Aleph Tezvav. Those are Male. Those are Pei Vav Resh Yud Mem. Those are 2 full days. But the 3 extra days of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, those are really only if you can't read in the other 2 days, as we'll see in a moment. That's why it appears Bechaser. It's Pei Resh Yud Mem in the Megillah. So these are the 5 days you could read. So the Mishnah says, who reads when? So the Krocham Hamukfin Choma Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, the cities that are walled from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, Korin Betesvav, they read on the 15th. We know the walled cities read then. Yushalayim reads on the 15th. And the Shushan reads on the 15th. And Kfarim Vayaros Gdolos, Korin B'Yedalad, and villages and large cities that are not surrounded by walls, they read on Yedal like everyone else in the world. Se'ela, Shakfarim Makadimim Liyoma Knisa. The Kfarim, the villages, are able to sometimes read on an earlier day on a Yoma Knisa. So what's Yom HaKnisa? There's a big machlokas we show him. So look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Ela shakfarim makdimim liyom HaKnisa. Why would they read earlier? So he explains, because kolomer me'acha she'amokfin karim betezvav. The walled cities read on the 15th. And the she'ein mokfin karim be'yudal. And the non-walled cities read on the 14th. Harek kol b'chlal. So that includes everything. What other cities are there? So it's two hecha mishkachas yud alef yud bej yud gimel. Where do you find you could ever read on the other days? Ela shakfarim nasnu lahem chachamim rishus is a special permission the chacham gave the villagers. Lahaktim kriyasa liyom haknisa. What's yom haknisa? The day of gathering. Yom sheni b'shabbes shelafnei yudal. The Monday prior to the 14th, or chamishu, the Thursday prior to the 14th, b'shabbes yom haknisa. Why is a Monday, Thursday considered Yom HaKnisa? So says Rashi, Shekfarim, Miskansin, La'ayaros, they would go to the cities, La'mishpat, for judgments, court cases. L'fisha batidinim, Yoshrin, Bayaros, Bisheni, Bechamishi, Ketakanas, Ezra. The first mission, Ksubas, tells us that the Bezdin would get together on Mondays and Thursdays. So that's where then the Kfarim didn't have a Bezdin in their village, so they go to the big cities to go to Bezdin there. Once they're going there, apparently Rashi assumes that the Kfarim were incapable of reading for themselves. They were not Bali Kore, so once they're in the big cities, they found the Bali Kore to read the Megillas Esther once they're there. So it's a special heter for them. Now Rabbeinu Chananel here quotes a different opinion. He says, no, they go to the cities Mondays, Thursdays, not for the Bate Dinim, to hear Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays. They didn't know no one knew how to lane in the villages. So every Monday, Thursday, they'd go daven there and hear Kriyas HaTorah. So Machlokas, whether or not it's going for Kriyas HaTorah or for a Bezdin. That's a big discussion. We'll see. That's going to be, I think, the first topic on the 6 a.m. Chabura. Now, there's a Tosfos in Yevamos.
What is the difference?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
There's a discussion here whether or not there's a chiv on the tzibur, on the yachid rather, to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Rabbi Nachman indicates that every yachid needs to go hear the Kriyas HaTorah, but Rashi says, no, is it not a chiv in the yachid? As long as there's a tzibur. If you have a tzibur, you lane it, but if you don't have a tzibur, you don't need to. Now, Tosfos argues. Tosfos writes in Yevamos that actually they wouldn't lane in these cities. They'd actually lane in the villages. They can't lane in the cities, because it's going to be a problem of Los Escotizum. Because the big cities are reading on the 14th. And now they're going to read on the 11th for the villagers. That's two different halachas, two different customs in one given city. So they actually, the reading would take place in the villages, in the kfarim themselves, against Rashi, who says, no, they'd read the Megillah in the big cities. Tosfos Yevamos argues. Okay, let's go right to. The Mishnah says, Ketzad, how is it possible, Chal Yos Yadal B'Sheni? So if the 14th falls out on Monday, so Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Korin Bobayom, the villages would go to the big cities, and the big cities themselves would be where they were, and they'd all read on the 14th, Umokvos Choma, and the walled cities, Lamach, on the next day, which is the 15th Tuesday. It's, let's say, Chal Yos B'Shlishi. Let's say the 14th fell out on Tuesday, Obervi, or on Wednesday. Then the Kfarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, the villages, would read on the prior day, which would be on Monday, which would either be the 13th or the 12th. The Ayaros Gedolos Karim Bobayom, and the big cities would read on that day, whether it's a Tuesday or Wednesday, which is the 14th. They would always keep the 14th. Umokos Choma, the walled cities, would always read Lamachar. They would never change. The big cities would always be the 14th, and the walled cities always the 15th. Now, Chal Yos B'Chamishi, let's say the 14th falls out on a Thursday, so then again, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos would Korin Bobayom, that day on Thursday, the 14th, they would read, and the Mokos Choma, and the Walted, would read the Macha the next day on Friday, the 15th. Chal Yos Erev Shabbos, let's say the 14th falls out on Friday, so then Kfarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, the villages would read on the Thursday, that's the 13th, and Ayaros Gedolos, the big cities, Umokvos Choma Korin Bobayom. They'd read that day on the 14th on Friday, because normally the walled cities would read on the 15th. But in this case, the 15th is on Shabbos, and we know you can't read Megillah on Shabbos. So according to the Mishnah, the walled cities would read on the 14th, along with the big cities. Chal Yos B'Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, so then the Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos and Makdimim V'Korim Liyom HaKnisa, the villages and also the wall and rather the unwalled cities would all move forward to the Thursday, the 12th, and Mokvos Choma L'Machar, and the walled cities would read the next day on Sunday, which would be the 15th. And then the final scenario is Chal Yos Acher Shabbos. If the 14th falls out after Shabbos, which is Sunday, so then Kfarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, then the Kfarim would have to go all the way back to Thursday, which is the 11th. That's the earliest day you could read. Ayaros Gedolos, the big cities, would read Korin Bobayom on Sunday, the 14th. And then finally, the Mokvos Choma Lamachar, the walled cities, would read the next day on the 15th Monday. So the Gemara asks now, Megillah Nikreis B'Yudalef Minolan. How do you know that the Megillah is read on the 11th Minolan? What do you mean, how do you know? What are you asking the source for? K'deba'inan L'meimer L'kaman. Like we're going to say later on in the Gemara, the Masechet here, that the Chachamim Hikilu Al Kfarim L'yos Makdimim L'yom HaKnisa. Chachamim were Mekil. They were lenient for the villagers to read earlier. Why were they Mekil? So the Gemara is going to say a svar here, which we're going to reject later on in the Gemara a few days from now. But the reason why, Kadeshi Yispaku Mayim Umazom Lachem Shebekrachim. They wanted the villages, the villagers, to be available to sell products, sell food and drink to the big cities. So now if, let's say the big cities, let's say the 14th, if the villagers were busy reading Megillah as well, they wouldn't be available to sell mishloach manos and things for the Suda. So they wanted the villagers to knock off their Megillas Esther a couple of days earlier, and then they'll be free on Purim morning to start selling food for them. So they're mako for the kfarim. That's the reason. There's no source. So the Gemara says, no, anan hachi kamrian. What we're saying is as follows. Michti, let's understand this for a second. Kulei anshe knesa gadola takninu. The anshe knesa gadola had established all these different days, all halacha. Rashi points out anshe knesa gadola were the ones who were more during their times of Mordechai. They created the Megillah. They created the Simchas Purim. So these hakadaitach anshe knesa gadola yuddal v'tezvav. If you assume that the anshe knesa gadola only said you could read on the 14th and the 15th, and that's it, so then to talk, and that's where they made it as the establishment. Are you going to say that Asu Rabbanan, can a later generation of Rabbanan come along, the Akri Takante, Ditakinu Anche Knesset Gadola, can they uproot a Takana that had been created by Anche Knesset Gadola? Meaning if Anche Knesset Gadola, who put together, were part of putting together Megillas Esther, and Megillas Esther says only the 14th and 15th, and that's it. You can't have a later generation of Rabbanan say, no, we could even read it on the 11th and 12th and 13th. You can't do that because the Mishnah tells us, Vahatanan, the Mishnah Edios, I think this is, says that Ein Beistin Yachol Levatel Divrei Beistin Chaveiro. One Beistin cannot override another Beistin, Ela Im Kain, unless that later Beistin is both Gadol Mimenu, Bechachma Uveminim. That Beistin later has to be greater both in number and in wisdom, which is not going to be the case ever after the time period of Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. So how could, if Anshei Knesset HaGadolah limited to 14th and 15th, how could our Mishnah say that, no, we could have read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th? So since that's impossible, it must be, therefore, the Gemara says, El Pshita Kulo Anshei Knesset HaGadolah Takinu. It must be that the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah established that all five days, are all good days to read the Megillah. So if it's really true that Anshei Knesset HaGadolah established all 5 days, Heicha Remiza, where exactly do we find the remiss to this in Megillas Esther? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Shaman Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, L'kayim es yimei ha-purim ha-eila bizmaneim, that you should fulfill the days of Purim in their days. So zmanim harbe takinulem, they establish zmaneim, many days. There are many days you could choose from to lane. So haimi baile, the gufa, no. That pasuk zmaneim is not an available drasha to include the 11th, 12th, and 13th. The word bizmaneim is needed for the pasuk itself. What's legufe mean? To say that Rashi says legufe liyudalid v'tesvav hamufurashim b'sefer, telling you that you read on the 14th and 15th. It's not available to make an extra drasha. So the Gemara says imkain lema kras zman. The pasuk should say you should fulfill the days of Purim bizman at the right time. My zman nehem, those letters are extra. Zmanim tuva, that there are multiple days in addition to the 14th and 15th. There are other days you could read. So the Gemara says no. Vakati mibaile, the word zmanehem is still needed for another drasha. Zmano shalze lo kizmano shalze. Those who read on the 14th cannot read on the 15th, and those who read on the 15th may not read on the 14th. That's zmanehem. They have two exclusive days. Mutually exclusive. You can only read on one of the days, not both of the days. You can't choose. And it's not available to include additional days. So Gemara says in Cain, if that's the only drasha, Lema Kron, the Pasuk should say then, zmanam, their day. There are a couple extra letters there. Shmas mina kulu, including that, teaching us all the various halachas, including that there are additional days, 11th, 12th, and 13th, that you may read on as well. So then the Gemara says, Emas manim tuva. Maybe there are many days. Why are we limiting it to only the 11th? Maybe you could read the entire month. Now the truth is, there's a sheet that brought down in the Hagos Ashri in the Mordechai that we say the Kfarim could read as early as the 11th. But let's say the whole Chei Drachim, a person's traveling, so then it's brought down in Halacha that they could read as early as Rosh Chodesh Adar, they're allowed to read. Even though it's not mentioned here in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is referring to Kfarim, people who are not traveling too far. If you're traveling very far and you know you're not going to be in a place where they're reading Megillah, so then you're allowed to read before you take leave, up in, from already starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the Gemara says, maybe Zmanim Tuva, maybe there are many different days you could read Megillah Esther. So Gemara says, no, we can't expand it that far, because Manehem has to be Dumya Dizmanam, has to be similar to the Iker days to read. Mazmanam Trey, just like the rightful days to read is the 14th and 15th, Those are 2 days. So afz maneim, the drasha is only adding an additional tray, an additional two. So the problem is we have a total that totals four. We're looking for 5 days now. So yudal tesvav, that's a given. That's a mefurish pasuk. So maneim now includes two other days. We need to include yet a third day on this list. So the Gemara says, Ema tar treisa v'tleisa. So maybe the two additional days are 12th and the 13th, treisa v'tleisa. So, and therefore there's no source that you could read on the 11th. So the Gemara says, Kedamer Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman, Kihila Lecholhi, Velo Tzarech Lirbuye. Hachanami Yud Gimel Zman, Kihila Lecholhi, Velo Tzarech Lirbuye. 13th is a day that the time of Kihila was a day of gathering, and there's no need for a pasuk. It was so obvious that you could read on the 13th, there's no need for a drasha. So as my name's coming to include two additional days, the 11th and the 12th. How come the 13th doesn't need a day, doesn't need a pasuk? What's so obvious about Zman Kihila? So look at Rashi says top left. Usually Rashi's on the right side only. Here it's on the left side as well. Rashi says 3 lines down from the top, Zman Kihila Lecholi. This is the top left. Hakol Nikolu Lihinoke Me'evehim. All the Jews gathered together to take revenge from the enemies. Bein Beshushan, Bein Beshar Mekomos, all over the world. Kemosha Kosa B'Sefer, just like it's written in Megillat Esther. Hilkach, therefore, lo tzarech kra l'rubuye, shirai l'kriya. You don't need a pasuk. It's so obvious. The Iker ha'nes bo haya. That was the greatest miracle of Purim, the 13th. That was the greatest nes, because they had the ability to take revenge, and then they took revenge. So that's the Iker nes. So the Chassam Sofer says, so why don't we celebrate on the 13th? So he says, since later on they established to have Tainus Esther on the 13th, we couldn't really celebrate on the day that you're fasting, so they pushed it off until the 14th. Okay, let's go weiter now. Gemara says, Ema shitsar v'shivsar. So when we came to include two additional days, so maybe we should include 2 days after, the 16th and the 17th. Why are we going to the 13th and 14th, or really the 11th and 12th? It should be the 16th and 17th. Gemara says, V'lo yavor, because the pasuk says, lo yavor, don't go past the 15th. It cannot go beyond the 15th. It has to be before that, so we're coming to include the 11th and the 12th. That's all the first approach, as from the words manehem, how we know to include the 11th and the 12th and the 13th. Now the Gemara takes another stab at it. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani takes a different approach. Amar, he says, Amar, the pasuk says, Ki yomim asher nachu behem hayudim, like the days that the Jews rested, yomim ki yomim, the days like the days. What's it coming to include? Lerabos, an additional 2 days, yud aleph, the yud beis. So then the Gemara asks the question above, the same thing. Ve'ema, treis, ever, tleisar. Maybe it's coming to include the 12th and the 13th. And there's no source for the 11th. So Amr b'Shimon b'Yat, bar Yitzchak, yud gimel zman kihila l'cholhi. The 13th was a day of gathering. Ve'lo tzarech l'rebuya. You don't need to include, you don't need to pasuk to include it. Ve'ema, shitzar v'shivsar. Maybe it's coming to include 16th and 17th. The pasuk says, lo yavor k'siv. Fine, so we have two different sources of, is it kiyamim or bizmaneim? Which source is including the 11th and the 12th? So Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani, my time alo amar mi bizmaneim. Why doesn't he use that word as the drasha? Because he holds man, zmanam, zmaneim, lo mashmalei. That usage of the word is not considered extra. Those letters are not extra, and it's not available. It's not going to be available for a drasha. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, my time alo amar mi kiyamim. Why doesn't he use the word kiyamim like those days? You should celebrate like the days that they rested in Shushan. Because he says, Amar lecha hahu ledoros hu dichsiv. That's telling us that yamim, in the future, ledoros, we should always celebrate Purim and not coming to include additional days of the 11th and 12th. So that's how they have different sources, how we know the 11th, 12th are being included. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu divrei Rabbi Kiva, stimasa. Up until now, we've been discussing only in the world of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva stimasa means a stam mishas like Rabbi Akiva. There's a machlokas in Rashi. Does that mean most Stam Mishnayos are like Rashi, or Rabbi Kiva rather? Or do we say all Stam Mishnayos are Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva? Is it Harbe most of them, or is it all of them? That's the two deyas that's in Rashi. But up until now, we've been working within the world of Rabbi Kiva, the Darish Zman, Zmanam Zmanem, who was comfortable with making such a drasha. Aval the Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim hold, Ein Koronosa Ela Bizmana, you only read the Megillah in the proper time, meaning the 14th, and 15th, you cannot include additional days. So asks the Gemara, Mesive. Amr Rabbi Yehuda says, Amasai, when is our Mishnah true? Bizman, this is a little tricky now. Bizman Shashanim Kitiknun. V'Yisrael Shurin Al Admasan. when are you allowed to read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, in addition to the 14th and 15th? That's only when the years are in order, when Klal Yisrael is in control of Eretz Yisrael, and they're setting up the calendar like they're supposed to. That's when you're allowed to. Aval b'zman hazeh, but nowadays, where we no longer have that control, hol mistaklin ba ein koron ela osa ela b'zmano. Since they're all looking to it, we don't read it, we only read it in its time. Who's mistaklin ba? What does it mean, who's looking towards it? So this too is a machlokas. So Rashi says, nowadays, since we don't have a calendar b'zman hazeh set up through a bezdin, so everyone looks to when's Pesach going to happen. Bezdin doesn't send out messages anymore. So they look when's Purim, and they calculate from Purim is the Yud Dalet and Tesvav. They count 30 days, and that means 30 days from now is Pesach. Now, if you start shifting around when Purim is, if it's going to be the 11th, 12th, or 13th, now they're going to celebrate Pesach earlier than they're supposed to, and that means they're going to end Pesach earlier than they're supposed to, and they're going to end up eating Chametz when it's still supposed to be Pesach. That's all according to Rashi. The others, Rabbeinu Hananel explains the reason is that the Aniyim are looking towards the day of Purim to collect their Matanos of Yonim. So you're going to throw them off now. If you start reading earlier, they're going to be thrown off of when's the Suda, when's Matanos Lev Yonim. So for the purpose of the Matanos Lev Yonim, that's why we wanted to keep it on set days and not allow you for the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Now that being said, what's the question though? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Diman. Who is Rabbi, in whose world is Rabbi Yehuda working within? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Yehuda is qualifying Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that Afilu Bezman Hazeh, Isalahai Tekanta. So according to Rabbi Akiva, even Bezman Hazeh, there should still be, it's still relevant, because Rabbi Akiva on the Mishnah, our Mishnah was written Bezman Hazeh, meaning where we no longer have control of the calendar. And yet our Mishnah still says that you can read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. So he can't be commenting within Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva even allows Bizman Hazeh to read on those days. Ella, it must be that Lava Aliba the Rabbanon. Rabbi Hud is qualifying the Rabbanon. And he says, only Bizman, and he agrees that in the world of Rabbanon, Bizman Shashonim Ketiknon, the Yisrael Shurin Alad Masan, when we have control of the calendar, and when we have control of the land, Mia Karinan, that Rabbi Huda comes out, that Rabbanan hold, that they would agree that there are some times that you can read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Again, let's backtrack for a second. We said above, the additional days, these 5 days you can read on, only works within the world of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbanan argue. Rabbanan say you can never, ever read on those additional days. You could only read on the 14th and the 15th. But now we have the statement of Rabbi Yehuda. We just concluded that Rabbi Yehuda is working within the world of Rabbanan, who says now, only Bizman Hazeh are you limited to read on the 14th and 15th. But Bizman, when we have control of the calendar, even the Rabbanan will agree you can read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th as well. So Rabbanan can be the author of a Mishnah, just like Rabbi Akiva could be the author of the Mishnah. In which case, this statement of Rabbi Yehuda is a Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yochanan Tiyufta. Rabbi Yochanan, who thought the Mishnah only works to Rabbi Akiva and doesn't work for Chachamim, is now rejected based on the Brisa of Rabbi Yehuda that we just presented. Gemara now has an Ikadamri, a different version of how this discussion just went, that Amar Rabba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divri Rabbi Akiva Stimasa. Our Mishnah is only in the world of Rabbi Akiva, who, as we said, most, if not all, Stam Mishnayos are either Rabbi Akiva or his Talmidim. Aval the Chachamim Amru argue Bizman Hazeh Hol Mistaklin Ba Ein Karon Olsa El Bizmana. So this presentation says Chachamim agree to Rabbi Akiva that there was once a time where you can read the 11th, 12th, and 13th. But the Chachamim argue that Bizman Hazeh, however, Bizman Hazeh, then you only read in the 14th and 15th. And Tana Nami Hachi, now that's presented more in the positive, it's a proof. It's not a rejection. We bring Rabbi Huda as a proof that Amasai, Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Huda, Amasai, when is our Mishnah true that you could read on any of these 5 days from the 11th through the 15th? That's only Bizman, Sheshanim, Ketiknan, Visal, Shun al Basan, when we have control of the calendar and of Eretz Yisrael. Aval Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, Hoil Mistaklin Ba, Ein Karon Osa, El Bizman. And nowadays, since everyone's looking to Purim as a benchmark for when Pesach is, so now we only celebrate Purim on the 14th. And on the 15th, that's only Bizman Hazeh. But everybody agrees, Bizman Shasharim Tiketiknam, even Chacham will agree, you could read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Now Rav Ashi, Gemara presents the sheet of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Kashile, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda. Rav Ashi had a question on two opinions of Rabbi Huda. And in light of this, he was mokim la lebraisa kribiyosi bar Yehuda. So therefore, he was stuck. So he established that one of the braisas are going to be like Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. So what was the question? So it's as follows. Umi amar Rabbi Yehuda bizman hazeh, hol mistaklin ba ein kornos el bizmana. Does Rabbi Yehuda really say that nowadays you only read on the 14th and 15th? We have another statement of Rabbi Yehuda who says the opposite. That says, amar Rabbi Yehuda emasai, Malkum Shinichnasim Bashanim Bechamishi. When do you allow the Kfarim to read earlier? That's only if it's typical for the Kfarim to go in the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays. About Malkum Shinichnasim Bashanim Bechamishi. If it's a village that do not come on these Mondays and Thursdays, then Ein Koron Olsa El Bizmana. You would only read it on whenever the 14th falls out. So the Gemara is Medaik now. Malkum Shinichnasim Bashanim Bechamishi Mia Karinan. But if it's a Kfar that would go to the big cities on Mondays, Thursdays, they would read it on an earlier day, Vafilu Bizman Hazeh. Even nowadays, they would still read Bizman Hazeh. So there's a stira. Does Rabbi Yehuda allow you, Bizman Hazeh, to read on the days earlier? Or no, Bizman Hazeh, you could only read on the 14th and the 15th. That's the stira that Rav Ashi came across. And in light of this stira, Mokim La, Rav Ashi said, it must be that the Braisa is Kirabi Yossi bar Yehuda. So therefore, it's not two Rabbi Yehudas. One's Rabbi Yehuda, one's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. So Gemara says, Mishum de Kashile, Rabbi Yehuda, Mokum la Lebraisa, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Because if a Kasha, you change one person's name around, you can't just change names around that appear in a Braisa. So Gemara says, Rav Ashi Shmile, Rav Ashi had a Masorah. He had a tradition. Dika de Tani la Rabbi Yehuda, Vika de Tani la Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. He knew that there is one Tana out there that's Rabbi Yehuda, and he knew that there's another Tana out there that's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. So once he saw that this tension between these two brises, so Amar he said to himself, Man de Tani la Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Dafka. The one who taught this brisa the name of Rabbi Yehuda wasn't being exact. But the one who taught the brisa in the name of Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda was by being exact. So he didn't create this out of thin air. He had such a tradition, and now he's able to come to terms with it, figure out who the proper author was. Okay. We're good? Great. Gemara now says further. Two dots. If it's a walled city, so they read on the 15th. How do you know that the walled cities read on the separate day? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, Al Kain HaYehudim HaPrazim HaYoshvim Ba'ari HaPrazos. So the Jews sitting in the Prazim cities, the other unwalled cities, those are, Prazim means to spread out. So when there's walled cities, there's limited space where you could go, obviously. You're stuck in whatever the wall was built. Prazim means if it expands, you could always build further and further. There's no limitation how far you could grow. So that's why in unwalled cities called Prazim, they're spread out. So the Jews sitting in the Prazim, in the unwalled cities, the Gemara goes on to say, doesn't quote the Pasuk entirely, but the Pasuk says, I'm reading on the side here, Akein HaYehudim HaPrazim HaYoshim Bariyas HaPrazos, Osim as the Yom Arbasar LaChodesh Adar. They make that 14th Simcha and Mishta of the Yom Tovu Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reiho. So that's the explicit Pasuk that the Prazim celebrate on the 14th. So the Gemara is now Medayek, Midiprozim Barbasar. From the fact that the unwalled cities are reading on the 14th, that indicates that the Mokvin Bechamishasar. So we know the Pasuk also says that 15th is a day of celebration. So who's going to read on the 15th? It must be the walled cities which are left out. They must be reading on the 15th. Sounds like a very nice drasha. So then the Gemara says, Ve'ema Prozim Barbasar. Maybe the unwalled cities are reading on the 14th, like the Pasuk explicitly says, but maybe the Mokfin Klau Klau Lo. Maybe the walled cities shouldn't read at all. Gemara says, that's a very strange Havamina. V'lav Yisrael Ninu. Are they not Jews also? Of course they're Jews. And they were also subject to the same Tsaros and the same Nisim they experienced in the times of Purim. V'od, moreover, Mihodu Vad Kush Ksiv. From the cities of Hodu Vad Kush, the entire world was under the rule of Achashverosh, so everyone should have to celebrate, whether it's a unwalled city or a walled city. So you can't say that the walled cities are putter from reading the Megillah. So then the Gemara says, V'eima, maybe you could say, the Prazim read Bar Beisar, they read on the 14th, and the Mokvin should read Bar Beisar Ubechamesar. Maybe the walled city should read both on the 14th and the 15th, because again, The pasuk never tells us what the walled cities do. We're trying to make an inference here. So maybe we should infer that only the prozim read on the 14th, but the walled cities should read on 2 days. Kedichsiv, as it says, Lios osim es yom arbasar lechodesh adar ves yom chamishasar b'chol shana. So it says there's some place that you read on the 14th and the 15th. These are both days of Purim. So the Gemara says no. If the pasuk said es yomar basar v'chamishasar, had they made them close to each other, 14th and 15th next to each other like that, then kedikamros. Then what you're saying is a nice suggestion that maybe the walled city should read both on the 14th and on the 15th. Hashadikziv es yomar basar v'es yom chamishasar. So as es, the word es comes upasik, it separates hani bar beisar v'hani b'chamishasar. They're mutually exclusive. So then the Gemara suggests maybe Ema Prozim Bar Besar, maybe the Prozim should read on the 14th, and the Mokvin Ibai Bar Besar, Ibai Bachamesar. Maybe the walled cities should have an option. They should be able to choose one day or the other. Not both, but either the 14th or the 15th. Gemara says, can't be, because Amar Krab, we saw this in Amar Aleph, Bizmaneim, the Pasuk says, Mano Shelzeh, lo, Mano Shelzeh. This one's not like that one. Meaning the walled cities have to be completely separate from the unwalled cities.
Why do you change it here to go from Kizmano
to Kizmano? No, the pasuk is Bizmanayim. The Kiyamim was the other pasuk, but it's Bizmanayim.
The Megillah says that the people of Shushan fought on the 14th, so it's mashma that they wouldn't read on the 14th, just like we wait, you know, till the day after you fought.
Right, so the next line is talking about Shushan. Okay. But remember, the other walled cities were not involved. Only Shushan was the only city that had the additional day to fight. So now the Gemara says, Ve'ema b'tleisar. So maybe the walled cities should read on the 13th. And we know now that the 13th is a day you could read on. So maybe we should put, why are we saying that they're reading on the 15th? So the Gemara says, Kishushan, just like Shushan. So, Rashi doesn't explain here, but the Mefarshim do explain that Shushan fought on an extra day. Everyone else rested on the 14th. They stopped fighting. Shushan was able to fight for another day. They did not rest until the 15th. So that's already a given. They could only celebrate on the 15th. So we said, so once we already have that Shushan's reading on the 15th, we'll let the other walled cities join them on the 15th. So the Gemara says, Ashkhan Asiya. So this whole connection of the days, 14th and 15th, that's only in the world of Asiya, of Rashi says, Mishta, the Vyamtav, the celebrating, the drinking, and the eating, all that stuff. But Zechira Minolan, how do you know the Zechira, which is a reference to the Mikra Megillah, Kriyas Megillah, how do you know the same Allah has applied to Kriyas Megillah, that the Prozim are on the 14th, and that the walled ones are on the 15th? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Amar Kra, V'hayamim ha'ela nizkarim v'nasim. Iskish Zechira Lasiya. This pasuk connects, makes a hekesh between Zechira and Asiya. So just like by Asiya, Prozim are on the 14th and Mokvus are on the 15th, so too is Zechira, Kriyas Megillah, Prozim are on the 14th and the Mokvus are on the 15th. Okay, the Gemara now says, Masnisin Delo Ki Haitana. Our Mishnah is not like this Tanya. The Tanya, the Braisa, teaches us that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Krachama Mokvin Choma Mimos Achashverosh Korin Bachamishasar. Our Mishnah says, at what point do you look, when do the walled cities exist? Our Mishnah says, from Yeshua ben Nun. Now the Yishami says, why do we look to Yeshua ben Nun? Because we want to give extra cover to Eretz Yisrael. So we look at the walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. But this Gemara here, this Tanya, oh, as we go back to the times of Achashverosh, not all the way back to the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So my time with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, why did he limit it to only the times of Achashverosh? Kishushan has to be similar to Shushan. Shushan's the model. Ma Shushan Mokvas Choma Mimos Achashverosh. It was only walled from Achashverosh's time, but it was not walled all the way back from Yeshua ben Nun. And we're Korin B'chamishasar, Saaf, so too, all other Kol Shemokefes Choma Mimos Achashverosh Korin B'chamishasar. So that makes a lot of sense. Achashverosh makes a lot of sense that his time period should be the model of when the city should be walled. Tana Didan, our Mishnah, my time, and why did they use Yeshua ben Nun as the model? So they had a Gzer Shava, Yalef Praze Praze. It had a Gzer Shava. It's Ksiv Hach, it's written in Megillas Esther, Al Kein HaYehudim HaProzim. Uksiv Hasim, it's written there with regards to Yeshua, Levad Me'aria Parze Harbe Me'od. So we have, so Gzer Shava, Mala Hala, and just like later on, Mokos Choma Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. So Afkan, so Tehuya, regarding Megillas Esther, Mokeves Choma Mimos Yeshua ben Nun. So it's a Gzer Shava you have. So the Gemara says, Bishma, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, lo amar ketana didan. I understand why Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha rejects our Mishnah and doesn't say you have to go back to Yeshua ben Nun, because the lesle prazi prazi, he does not have the mesora of the gzer shava. There's a Rashi points this out, but there's a klal that ain adam don gzer shava mi'atzma. A person cannot create your own gzer shava. A gzer shava has to come from a mesora. It's very limited. In the words of the Rav Yosef Engel, it's a mitas din. Gzer shava is a gazer, gzer's din. So it's a mitas din. It's very limited. Only if you have a mesora could you learn a gzer shava. As opposed to a kal v'chomer, as the Rav Yosef Engel writes, it's more chesed, it's more expansive. Anybody could create their own kal v'chomer, like chesed is more expansive. So a person cannot create his own gzer shava. So apparently Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha did not have such a mesorah, so he didn't have praze praze, he wasn't a gzer shava. So therefore, what makes most sense, what time period should you use as the model? You should use the model of a yemos achash verush. So then the Gemara says, so again, where are we now? Elatana didan, our Mishnah, who uses Yeshua ben Nun as the time period, my time alo amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Why didn't he learn like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that Achashverosh's time should be the right time? My time, what do you mean my time? The heart is lay prazi prazi. Because he has a gzer shava teaching me, you learn from Yeshua ben Nun. That's why he didn't learn the most Achashverosh. Hachi kamar. This is what the Gemara asks. Elashushan davdan kaman. If you're using Yeshua ben Nun's time as the model, so then Shushan doesn't make sense. Shushan did not have a wall from the times of from Yeshua ben Nun. So Shushan therefore should have to read on the 14th. So lo kiprazim, lo kimokvin. It's not reading like the unwalled cities, nor is he reading like the walled cities. It doesn't make sense that Shushan should be read on the 15th. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Vamila, others say Kidi, which is a person's name, Shiny Shushan. You're right, Shushan's a different case. Hol v'nasa b'nes, since the Iker Nes was done there, this is what we were referring to before, Rashi said, what was the Nes? That they were given an extra day to kill their enemies, so since a special Nes took place in Shushan, we wanted to make it different than the other days. And we placed Shushan on the 15th to show it special. But in Echanami, you're right, it does not have a wall, did not have a wall that dated back to Yeshua ben Nun. So now the Gemara says, Bishlama Latana Didan. Our mission makes a lot of sense. Hainu Dichsev, that's why our mission says, in the Pasuk, it says, Medina, Medina, Vir, Vir. There's different types of Medinas and different types of cities. What do those represent? Well, Medina la Medina is l'chalek bein mokfin chomos mose Yeshua ben Nun, l'mokefes choma mimos achashverosh. To distinguish between different types of walled cities. There's walled cities that date back to Yeshua ben Nun, they read on the 15th. There are other walled cities that date back only to Achashverosh, they do not read on the 15th. So that's one distinction between Medina and Medina. And regarding ear v ear, so that's not milachag, that's also necessary to distinguish between different types of cities. Bein Shushan l'shar yaros. Even though Shushan is not walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, it should be like the other cities, and all reading the 14th comes yearly year that there's also a distinction between different types of cities. Most, all cities, reading the 14th, unwalled cities, but Shushan's unique, yearly year, that's the only city, unwalled city, that reads on the 15th. So that makes sense, all according to our Mishnah, what Medina Medina means and what yearly year means. But Ella, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, so according to him, Bishma Medina Medina, I understand why that this what that distinction is. That's Lechalik Bein Shushan L'Shar Yaros, to say that Shushan's different than the other cities. Shushan was walled from Achashverosh and the other cities were not. Ela Ir V'Ir L'Mayasa. But what's he going to do with the ear of the ear? He doesn't need to make a distinction between Yemos Yeshua not, because Yemos Yeshua ben Nun is not on the radar for Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So what's the word ear of the ear doing? It's a kasha. So comes along Amar Lecha Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, he fights back and says, wait a second, Litani Didan, even our Mishnah here, our Tana, Minicha, does this Pasuk make sense? Came into Islay Praze Praze, once our Mishnah learned Gzeh Shava Praze Praze, which teaches us that the walled cities date back to when Yeshua ben Nun's time, then you no longer need the Medina la Medina Lamli. You don't need another Pasuk to distinguish between walled cities from Yeshua ben Nun to city with walled cities not from Yeshua ben Nun. There's, you don't need two psukim. Ella krola drasha. So it must be that the ear to ear is a special drasha. What's the drasha? Uktar Yeshua ben Levi. Da'asa, Damar Bishuman Levi, Krach v'chol samichlo, a city and all the adjacent suburbs, v'chol hanirimo, and those that appear close to it, nidon k'krach. So it's talking about, although you have a certain city that reads on the 14th and the 15th, all the suburbs right on the outside, on the outskirts of that city, will be included in that big city's halacha. So if it's a walled city, so then if it's a suburb, it will be included in the walled city. And if it's an unwalled city, it will be included as well. It has to either be samach next to it physically, or nirimo, or peer next to it, even though it's not physically next to it. Ad kama, what's the distance? How close does the suburb have to be to the city to be as part of that city? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Visema Rabbi Chibra Abba, Kimach Basan le Taveria, which is one city to Taveria, to another city, which is a total of a mil. So if it's within a mil radius around the big city, that's going to be subsumed under the halachas of the big city.
What if it's the opposite? What if you have the unwalled city, and then you have a walled city that's within a mile, like a smaller, like a suburb, but it's walled?
If it's a suburb, so we have to define what's considered Ir Gadola. A big city is defined as independent. If it has 10 batlanim in the city, we'll see later on, that's considered an independent city, even though it might be next to another big city. So the Gemara says, V'leima mil. Why does the Mishnah tell us, Mechamasan la Taveri? Just tell us a mil, and we'll measure what a mil is, and that's the radius we need to be included as part of the big city. So the Gemara says, Hakamashman, it's coming to teach us, the Shi'ura, the mil, Kamahavi, how long is a mil? You can't really describe a mil. We don't have the measuring tape here. So it says, go out and measure, use Machmasan and the Taveria. That distance is going to be exactly what a mil will be. Okay, let's stop here. I know there's a lot of information. This first daf is very overloaded. A lot of them are very overloaded. But we'll pick up in Mirza Hashem, Shabbos afternoon, 45 minutes before Mincha.